Knowing versus thinking. Teaching kids to ask their brains the right question. Quick, what's your name?
Susie.
Good job, you got that fast. Now, what's 1 + 1?
2.
Wow, you nailed that one too. You're 2 for 2. Okay, try this one. Find the group of words that act as a noun in the sentence on the board.
What do you mean? You don't know.
You didn't even think about the answer. Certainly, the above was a fictional student-teacher exchange. You would never ask such simple questions as the first two, but it helps to illustrate the difference between knowing and thinking. The distinction between answers that you just know and those that you think about might seem obvious, but getting students to understand that they are not the same is a key to teaching them to be better students. I believe we can make students better learners by teaching them how to think. For example, students know automatically that 1 + 1 = 2. There is no thinking required, just reacting. We don't think when we tie our shoes, we just do it because we have learned that task already and have internalized the process so much that we don't need to think about what we are doing. I have noticed that many students have the attitude that you either know something or you don't. There is very often little desire to actually think and figure something out. It's much easier to say, "I don't know," and hope that gets you off the hook. So how do we help students make this transition from not thinking to thinking? Well, I have a saying that my kids are getting drilled with nearly every day, and I hope that for many it will be a tool to help them begin the thinking process. I call it, ask your brain the right question. There are always things that we don't know, but can be found out if we just ask the right questions. One of the strategies I have for leading my students to be better thinkers involves modeling for them the questions they should ask to solve various tasks. I even give many of those key questions catchy names so students can better remember them. For instance, the it trick is what I have them do when they need to decide whether a phrase in a sentence is taking on the role of a noun in that sentence. The it trick involves replacing the phrase with the word it. If the sentence makes sense, most of the time that means the phrase serves as a noun. So if student A says he doesn't know how to determine whether the phrase is a noun phrase, I tell him to try the it trick. By giving them a question they could ask, does the it trick work on this sentence? I've given them a starting point for thinking. Without that starting point, most students just shrug their shoulders and say they don't know. In this instance, and this is just one example, I have given them the question that they ask their brain by which they can figure it out on their own. The result of my little ask your brain the right question mantra is that students are always given an alternative to feigning ignorance on most every problem they have. I have really endeavored to make thinking the culture of my classroom. They are beginning to know that you just can't take the easy way out and say that you don't know how to do something, because they learn that there is always another step, and that step can lead you down the road to knowing. I have a few students who have really grabbed hold of the various devices I try to come up with for nearly every task. Those who use what I give them have the mystery taken out of whatever task it is they are trying to master. Those students are finding out that not only is knowing better than not knowing, but the act of using one's brain makes the process easier the more practice one has. Just like tying shoes was once a task that required intense concentration, practicing the task eventually made it automatic. My goal is for students to be able to place more things in their automatic column and to practice asking the right questions in order to move things in that direction. The it trick is just one tool they can use to help them ask their brains the right question. Ultimately, the hope is that through little thinking aids like that, students will become accustomed to thinking and find themselves on the road to being lifelong thinkers. This has been Knowing versus Thinking, teaching kids to ask their brains the right question.